Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All this week, our Doug Sovereign's been profiling the leading candidates in the race for governor in California. While Gavin Newsom is the clear frontrunner, the state's top two primary system is creating a very interesting race for second. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, what's Gavin Newsom's strategy here?
Well, he's trying his darndest to try to get a Republican in the runoff, and he would prefer Republican John Cox. And the reason being that Gavin is sort of a very liberal Democrat, and the last thing he wants is one who looks a little bit more moderate, like former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa or Treasurer John Chung, hopping in as the number two slot and possibly, you know, gaining traction in the general election. So as we go into this in the final weeks, we're trying to see Gavin, you know, work it so that this basically, you know, delivers him the governorship, because in California, if a Republican is he's running against a Republican, his odds are a lot better winning.
You know, the fascinating thing about all this, and of course in San Francisco, the mayor's race being run under the ranked choice voting system, there's all of this sort of maneuvering behind the scenes to figure out how you line up the tomato can opponent that you really want to punch out in the 10th round.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's almost like you think that, you know, Don King, the boxing promoter's in the background, yeah, saying, oh, we'll do up a couple of preliminary bouts, but we really got to make sure that we got a ringer in here, okay? Someone that is going to just take a dive, like you said, in the first round or just get KO'd. That's politics. You know, that's politics 101. I don't care if you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, or whatever. A lot of it is just trying to make sure that you have as little opposition as possible. But, you know, in today's politics, that's just not that easy between the open primaries and, quite honestly, you know, there's a huge undecided voter group out there that's not going to make up their minds probably until the final days, even though a lot of us are voting by mail these days. And even then, you sit down and you scratch your head. So that's why you're seeing all these TV ads out there. Some of them, I watch them with a questioning eye, because everybody's putting everything out of context and with quotes around it that you can find and throwing it up on the TV screens to try to get you vote one way or the other. For example, the charter school people have a $17 million ad campaign that's blowing out the TV for Antonio Villaraigosa, touting what appears to be an endorsement by Barack Obama, when in fact it's an excerpt from a speech or a thank you introduction back in 2008. Barack Obama's not endorsing in the race, but all's fair in the final weeks of a campaign, and we're going to see all sides doing it. It's going to get fun, especially on the Republican side as well. We had the president, what he just endorsed, John Cox, and that's music to Gavin Newsom's ear, because, like, you know, believe it or not, there are Republicans outside the Bay Area in California and even in the Bay Area, and they can be enough of a chunk to get you in a runoff.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.